okay, Cross. I'll come back when you're through shedding your skin.
I am exercising, dummy. I want to lose 10 pounds.
Have you weighed your tongue?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Mr. Krause, I brought you some nice fresh vegetables.
You better not track mud from that garden. You're going to have nice fresh bruises.
Krause, I take the mud off of my shoes. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Charlie. How's it going?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. The sun is up, the sky is blue, and the squashes are ripe. What could be better than that?
Well, the moon is up, the stars are out, and I'm in the arms of Lola Falana.
Fat chance.
No, say that, Krause. I bet if she see him, she go crazy. Oh, that'll remind me. I brought you something.
You brought me Lola Falana?
Zucchini.
Not even close.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Katie's just been showing me her little garden. Charlie, I want to thank you for all your help.
Oh, no, sir. She'd do all by herself.
I grew this.
It's a carrot.
Yeah, you can see that, can't we, Benson?
Yeah, that's a fine carrot, a splendid carrot, about a one carrot carrot.
Miss Krause, do you think we could have it for dinner tonight?
Sure. How do you want it, baked or glazed?
Can you cook it so the wrinkles come out?
You've got to be on your way to school.
Sometimes it feels like I spent my entire life in school. See you guys later.
Okay,
bye.
I wonder why kids hate school.
Probably because they're the only ones who have to go.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, I better get back to work. I gotta sing it to my garden, otherwise nothing should grow. Well, enjoy your vegetables.
Oh, Charlie, you're always bringing us vegetables. What can I do to thank you?
Stand in the garden and scare the crows away.
Mr. Krause, you want to do something nice for Charlie? Next week is my birthday. How about you make me a little cake?
Oh, your birthday. Congratulations, Charlie.
Yeah, how old are you going to be?
How sounds to you, 62?
Like an estimate.
Benz, how many times I got to tell you, you just as old as you feel. And me, I feel 39. 40 tops.
Everybody is listening. I'm just looking at the calendar.
Yes, sir, we know.
You do?
Yep, we're going to try for a 3-day weekend.
We are? You think the legislature will pass it?
Governor, he means if we get caught up in our work, we can all take a 3-day weekend.
Oh, what's that got to do with the calendar?
I think I'll work at home this afternoon.
Sir, you said you were looking at the calendar.
Oh, I was. 25 years ago today, I got out of the Navy. Let's make today my silver naval anniversary.
Congratulations, sir.
Boy, that is a day I will never forget. Of course, I would have if I hadn't looked at the calendar. Oh, the stories I could tell.
Well, I gotta run.
All the characters I met during the war.
But you're not gonna try to name them all now, are you, sir?
Oh, I think I could.
Thank you.
The sad part is remembering all my buddies that died over there. I wonder what ever happened to them.
Well, I'd love to discuss theology with you, sir, but I have a lot of work to do.
Oh, it's almost lunchtime, anyhow. You know, Benson, I think I'll have a bowl of navy bean soup.
Alone at last.
Mi credo un antico questa stupida imbecille.
What's wrong, Charlie?
Non mi vogliono più questa gente.
I can't understand you.
E sentono così importante.
Subtitles, Charlie, subtitles.
Read that. You know what that is? That's just notice from the state of my retirement. My retirement. Hey, you don't gotta read that. You know, giovano, leone, io.
What's the matter?
I'm too young to retire.
Too young, Charlie? You're at least 72 years old.
See? Even I fool you. I 73.
The mandatory retirement age in this state is 70. You've already beat the system by 3 years.
I beat? Oh, excuse me. I don't know. Life is one big game show. Be timed out. You lose. Next contestant.
Some people would consider retirement a happy occasion.
Some people don't love their job. I love my job, and I do very good. You couldn't find nobody do better. I got a 50-year knowledge. You want to waste that? Waste that.
Wait a minute. Come on, Charlie. Come on. Wait, come on. Come on. Come on. Sit down. Calm down. Relax. Why'd you come in here with this?
Because you're a big shot and you could fix it.
Charlie, believe me, I am not a big shot.
No, told me. I got the ear. You big shot. And you could do something for your friend.
Okay, okay, I'll make some calls. See what I can do.
Oh, God bless you, Benz. You know, I got a cousin, and he's a priest in the Vatican. I'm going to have him make a nice enough interview. Something special you want?
2 tickets to Rome.
You know, Benz, you wonderful human being. Little bit greedy, but wonderful. Just for that, I'm gonna make you a nice, special zucchini.
Charlie, I don't really like zucchini.
Hey, zucchini, good for your brain.
That's fish.
Good for your eyes.
That's carrots.
How about your sex life?
I'll have it for lunch. Oh, come on, Jennifer, you know I like your mother. What does she mean, it's time I met the family? Well, people don't say things like that unless they've been led to believe something that we both agreed was too soon to even talk about. Okay, well, let's talk about it tonight, then we can talk about me not talking about it then. All right, baby, I'll see you later, okay? Bye-bye.
Jennifer, huh?
Gina.
Use that cute little voice with her.
So what is it you want?
Do you think it's fair for people to turn their backs on Charlie after all these years?
Katie, I have already discussed this with Mrs. Alvarez.
Who's that?
She's the head of the State Personnel Board. If anybody can help, she can.
But if she can't?
Well, he'll...
Get the axe. Why would they pass a law to hurt people like Charlie?
Well, they thought they were passing a law that would be good for people like Charlie.
It's funny how old people are treated like children sometimes.
I don't get you.
They're always being told what's good for them instead of being asked.
Yeah. So, how come you're growing up so fast?
Hormones, I guess.
Excuse me, Benson. Mrs. Alvarez is on line one.
Thank you, Denise. Hello, Mrs. Alvarez. Were you able to come up with anything? Wait a minute now. Wait. Now, don't start quoting me facts and figures. This is a human being we're talking about, not a statistic. Well, yes, he is old, but he still qualifies as a human being. No exceptions? Well... Thank you very much, Mrs. Alvarez. It's nice to know that in our golden years, we'll all be ignored equally. Bye-bye.
Well, Benson, you did your best. I'm sure Charlie will understand.
I hope so.
I'm just glad I'm not the one who has to tell him.
Oh, Benson! Charlie is worried because he hasn't heard anything about his job.
Excuse me, Benson. I don't mean it to bother you.
You're no bother. He said he'll help you. He'll help you. Right, Benson?
Thank you, Benson. Thank you.
Charlie, I talked to Mrs. Alvarez.
You see? He talked to Mrs. Alvarez.
Oh, that's nice.
She said there's nothing she can do.
You see? She said there's nothing she... You call that helping?
I'm sorry, Charlie.
You mean that's it? I'm a finish?
No, well, maybe not. You know, maybe there's a loophole.
Can't loophole. All of my life, I never have one loophole. I go through the depression. I go through the 2 wars and the 3 kids. And I lose my beautiful wife. And I never seen no loophole.
Well, I don't blame you for being angry.
I'm no angry, Benz. Tell you for true, I'm scared. I never was so damn scared in my whole life.
Well, I did what I could do.
It wasn't good enough.
Krause, it's the law.
It's a stupid law.
Well, I agree.
Then do something about it.
I'm only one man.
The man Charlie counted on.
Well, I haven't quit yet.
Good. Then get on it.
Right.
Today.
Right.
And let me know when you've made progress.
Right. I hate it when she's right.
To send a bill to the legislature now?
Well, it's the last chance we have before they make Charlie retire. If we work through the weekend, we can ram it through.
One more hour, and I'd have been on a plane to Rosarita Beach.
This bill is important, Pete. One of these days, you're going to be old.
Yeah, and I won't have any memories of Rosarita Beach.
Benson, aren't you going a wee bit overboard? I mean, most people want to retire when they reach Charlie's age.
Yeah, but those who don't shouldn't be forced to.
Charlie should bow out gracefully. He has passed his point of usefulness.
Passed his point of usefulness? Have you seen his zucchini?
Sir, it's irrelevant remarks like that that add nothing to the conversation.
Well, Clayton, when I'm talking to you, it is a nothing
conversation. Oh, all right, we've gone far enough.
No, sir, I can go a lot farther.
But you won't.
Well, no.
You know, you guys really don't need me for a bill.
Oh, yes, we do, Pete. With this kind of deadline, we need all the PR we can get, newspapers, television, radio.
Right.
I think it's a waste of time.
Clayton, we know what you think.
I'm through, as long as I've made myself clear.
That's a bill, Clayton, but I agree with Benson. It's time we stop discriminating against people because of their age. Here are the notes. Get your staff to work on it.
Yes, sir. It's a waste of time.
Better get busy too, Pete.
Okay, who's going to be the spokesman on this thing?
Oh, this is Benson's baby.
So you'll do interviews?
Anything.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Come on, Benson. Don't be so upset. We're going to go for it.
Well, going for it and getting it are two different things, sir.
Well, that's true. This reminds me of the fox and the chickens.
Oh, when did you start doing fables?
Well, one summer I was staying with Uncle Eddie and Aunt Flo, and they had a chicken ranch.
And that's when you started doing fables?
Anyway, they had these chickens.
And presumably a fox.
Have I told you that?
Sounds familiar.
Well, I rub myself in chicken fat and get feathers stuck all over me.
Mmm. We're in virgin territory.
See, it was my plan to catch the fox that had been stealing Uncle Eddie's chickens. Mm-hmm. Uncle Eddie said it could not be done, that the fox would smell me.
So that's when you decided to take a bath in chicken fat.
That's right, right. And Aunt Chloe said it couldn't be done because the fox would hear me. So you know what I did?
Huh.
I tied pillows to my feet. Now, try to picture this, Benson. I'm sneaking along, see, very slowly.
Governor, I'm not going to be actually trying to catch a fox, so I don't need the entire procedure.
You don't want to hear it? All right. The point of the story is that there'll always be people who tell you it can't be done, so it's up to people like us to just go ahead and try it anyway.
Pressure system is just gonna be there the rest of the week. Patty, you remember yesterday I said we were gonna have clear skies and sunny weather? Well, I was wrong. Okay, all you hot dogs, taking that shot.
You know, Benza, I don't think I'm gonna do this. I'm too nervous.
Just calm down, Charlie. You'll do fine.
Yeah, but this is so important. What if I say something dumb?
Don't worry about it. They'll think you're the weatherman.
So, what's the forecast? It's for rain, rain, and more rain. Bad news for all you solar energy folks, but good news for all you gardeners, huh? And speaking of gardens, look what I grew for you, Patty. How about that? A tomato for a tomato.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. In the studio with us today is Vincent Dubois, state budget director and a leading proponent of a bill designed to repeal the mandatory retirement age in the state. Mr. Dubois, why do you want to see the age limit removed?
Well, Patty, because this is an outdated law.
You tell him, Ben.
How would your change affect the people who want to retire?
Well, it wouldn't actually affect them at all. As a matter of fact, they would have a choice. And that's what we're talking about. Every citizen should be free to compete in the marketplace.
That's why I come into this country.
This is Charlie Rosano, and he's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here's a man with 40 years of experience.
50. 50 years experience and is still a garner strong.
Yes, 50 years of experience, and now the law is telling him he's through.
Well, Mr. Rosano, what do you have to say about this?
Me? I don't got nothing to say.
Well, you had a lot to say when I was talking.
I don't know nothing about the politics, but anything what to grow in the soil, I could tell you everything about. You see that tomato there? Let me show you something. You see that green stuff on the top? That's no good. I prove it to you. Here, you take a bite. You see that face? You know why? He picked it too soon. They don't use enough fertilizer either. I couldn't understand the gods and the people why they don't use the fertilizer. After all, the cow give it for free.
Johnny, get back on the subject or the fertilizer is going to hit the fan.
Let me tell you people something. Look at this economy. When you go to the market, don't be ashamed. Pull it back. Take a look. If it's the kernels, not the soft, then the plump, and the good and the yellow, no take. You could holler at the producer man, but don't take that junk to your family.
Thanks for that tip, Charlie.
Hey, let me tell you something else. You got a garden? You got a vine borer in your garden? You got a leaf hopper? Onion maggot? I told you, the best pesticide, you mix up some jalapeno juice, a black pepper, and a talcum powder.
Yeah, it kills your bugs and your corn won't have diaper rash.
Do either of you have any final comments?
Well, Patty, if we could get back to the retirement bill for just a moment here, I'd like to say that it is easy to ignore the problems of the other fellow, but when it comes to age discrimination, someday each of us will be the other fellow.
Thank you, Mr. Dubois. Charlie?
I tell you something, kiddo. You got a nice lemon.
You're pretty cute yourself. Thank you both for being with us. We'll be right back with a report on health club ripoffs.
You know something, Benz? You don't come off too good in television. You should relax.
Charlie, we went in there to talk about the retirement bill, and you spent the entire time talking about vegetables.
I did? I'm sorry. But you know something, Benz? The vegetable, she excited me.
Well, that's one the moral majority never heard of.
Oh, there you are, Benson. I'm afraid I have some bad news.
What, the retirement bill?
It didn't pass.
Oh, I was sure we could get it through.
Well, we'll try again next session.
That'll be too late to help Charlie.
Do you want me to tell him, Benson?
No, sir. I'm the one who got his hopes up.
All right. Tell him from me I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Benson. I'll stay with you. We'll both tell Charlie.
Oh, that's all right, Gretchen. I can handle it.
No, I want to help. What are friends for?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Hello, anybody home? Oh. Ah.
Oh!
What's going on?
Sit down, Charlie.
Hmm?
I don't know quite how to tell you this. Thanks, Coach.
What a long face.
Well, let me begin by saying that this is not a reflection on you. You know, we all like you very much, and we think you're doing an excellent job. As you know, we're not dealing with an individual. We're dealing with the law. Thanks, Krause.
You don't mean that...
Just let me finish, Charlie. Laws are not made to hurt people. They're made to help.
Some help?
So, what do you say that the bill for the old people, she don't pass, huh?
Right. And that means that we can't do anything about your job.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so sad for you.
No, Mr. Krause, you no be sad. Okay. Don't worry about it, Charlie.
Well, Charlie, we gotta worry about you. 2 weeks ago, you were so upset about this that you couldn't talk in English.
Not 2 weeks ago. I was a big star on the TV. No, Mr. Krause, no. The man from the channel is Sam and he called. He said, Charlie, how you like to be the garden expert on the 5 o'clock news? And I say my shows. So I'm going to be like my paisano, Joe, the green grocer.
Charlie, listen, if you knew all this, why'd you let me get myself all worked up over this?
Why stop you? It was such a nice moment.
You mean I got all upset over nothing?
No, see, for nothing, Mr. Krause. There's lots of old people out there. Somebody got to care for them. And it's up to you, Benz. You got to work hard and push that retirement through.
We will, Charlie. After all, not everybody your age gets to be a TV personality.
I'm locked. I'm Italian. Like they say, I see you under the tube.
Oh, Charlie Rosano on TV. Some people got all the luck.
Well, you know, I've thought for years that you should be on TV.
Oh, like a Julia Child?
No, like Wild Kingdom.